understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
With bagpipes playing and a horse-drawn carriage leading the casket of Rick Coyle away from Rocket Arena on Friday, a moving tribute and an incredible funeral and celebration of life for the fallen deputy and school resource officer Rick Coyle, who died April 30th, of course, as most of you know who listened regularly. He was mortally wounded on April 2nd during a gunfight at a home in rural Crittenden County where law enforcement had gone to serve a court order. And of course, two individuals died as a result of that, one being Deputy Coyle, the other being the man at the home. And just a tragedy, one of the greatest tragedies that Crittenden County has ever seen. Definitely the most difficult thing I've ever had to cover and write for the newspaper. It's just left this community and school district, teachers and students all just really mourning and feeling immense grief. And it's lasted now for more than a month, because it began when he was mortally wounded out there in the northern part of the county. But we will move on, and we will remember Rick Coyle and what service he brought to the community. You can see our coverage in the Crittenden Press. We'll have an article that sums up some of the speeches that were given at the funeral out at Rocket Arena that was hundreds of people attended, and the eulogies were very fitting. So tune into that this week in the Crittenden Press.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, Mother's Day is over, and I hope you had a great weekend celebrating Mom. And don't forget, just because Mother's Day is over, it's always a great time to celebrate someone special in your life, and Louise's Flowers on Main Street in Marion can help you out, because flowers are for every day. That's Louise Flowers on Main Street in Marion, right across from the Five Star Convenience Center. Well, getting into the news, it's hurricane season, and around here, hurricane season means that hurricane camp, and it's pronounced just a little bit different if you notice. You know, hurricanes are problematic, but hurricane camp is a wonderful celebration of faith, and it's an opportunity to gather as a community, the youth as well as adults, with camp meeting in the evenings. And we're going to visit with the new director of the Hurricane Camp, which is coming up just in a few days.
Well, I have a very special guest with me this morning. He is the heart and soul of bluegrass in Crittenden County and a whole lot more. He's city council member Cutter Singleton, one of our local entertainers here, and he's also wearing a new cap, and that is director of Hurricane Camp. And that may be the most fabulous role that you hold, Cutter, because you touch a lot of lives down there.
Well, it's a special place to me, and as a lot of people know, for especially around here in this area, that I'm a very busy person, stay busy with a lot of things. And the position became open, and it's one of those things I don't really have time for it. But I prayed a lot about it, and God laid it on my heart that you need to make time for that, because mm-hmm. of all the things you're involved in, that's what really matters. And being able to explain the gospel to especially the youth of the area, that's important to me. And I'm honored to be able to fill this position. I think it's important that it stays active, and that it's a very important part of our community, and been around for, this will be 138 years of camp coming in. So this is a big thing. And like I said, it's really one of those things I don't really have a lot of time for, but God says I need to make time for it, so that's what I'm going
to
do.
You better listen to him.
I think it's the best thing to do.
Well, let's take care of a little housekeeping stuff here, and let's get the details, the dates, and any other details you have on it.
It's going to be the second week of June, and of course the youth camp coincides right along with the regular camp meeting part. And we have different speakers, different evangelists, different people from all over the area, and some out of the area that come in and speak, and they bring music acts. And we, Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass, will perform several times throughout the week. And it's just a wonderful thing. It's a very interesting thing. It's unlike a lot of things that are around here, and something that I think needs to be preserved and well kept, because it's a rare bird for this area. And it's been going too long to just kind of let it go by the wayside. So I think it's important that everybody continues to support it and visit it. And I promise you, it'll make you feel something.
Oh, I mean. And you appreciate history and culture as much as anybody that I know in the community now, save Brenda Underdown, maybe.
That's exactly
right. And you get a lot of it from her, I think. But this is probably one of the most unique events that occurs anywhere that I know of. It's a tabernacle, an outdoor tabernacle, and it's a week-long revival, a week plus, isn't it? I mean, it's like, is it 8 days or seven?
I think it goes from
Sunday to Sunday.
This will be going from Sunday mm-hmm. to Sunday. But now the youth camp part itself will go from that Monday to that Friday night, and then the youth will leave on Saturday morning.
And they spend the night there, the youth, and then you have folks in the cafeteria that cook every day.
Oh, it's great.
And I love going down and have the evening meals.
Oh, man, the best ice cream in the world. Yeah. Go down to the canteen, get a good burger, hurricane burger after the service. And
right.
It's as much like going back into time as about anything I've witnessed anywhere around here. But it's a special ground. You know, those are, as far as I'm concerned, anywhere close by here, that's about as close to sacred ground mm-hmm. as you can get. But you think about how many lives have been touched, or lives have been rededicated mm-hmm. to the Lord, or how many have been saved or, you know, changed. You know, it kind of gives me cold chills sometimes thinking about it, because it's such a special place.
Yes, very hallowed ground.
Oh, absolutely.
And the ages for those kids that can come during the day, what is that?
Well, we have a day camper option where they're mm-hmm. able to come, and those are open to more or less all ages, you know, for as far as youth are concerned. But you have to complete the second grade to be able to stay through the night. And that's just kind of a rule of thumb. It's been
basically
in place
you have
for
to be
years.
Able to go to the bathroom alone.
that is a big plus. Between the two of us sitting here, and I guess whoever's listening now, we have had that issue before, and I really don't want to have to do that again. So I guess make sure, if you're going to send your kids, make sure they're potty trained before you send them down there. So,
absolutely.
Because Cash, he'll be a counselor this time. He's been a counselor with me before, and I've been in a counselor position for a lot. So if they're in the boys' cabin, Cash will have to take care of them. But he does a pretty good job. So
my daughter, Meredith Evans,
yeah.
she was a counselor down there for several years. And I talked to her the other day and told her you were going to be in charge, and she would love to come back, and she said it just won't work in her schedule this year.
Well, dang.
But she said next year.
Well, that'd be all right.
Like, plan for it.
Because it is. It's a special thing, and there's a lot of people that want to volunteer. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to turn anybody away from volunteering, because to me, why rob somebody the blessing of being able to come down there and be a part of that? Because it really does. It makes you feel something special, you know, to see that and be a part of that and see somebody's life hopefully change for the better for the duration of their livelihood, you know, from then on.
Yeah. Well, we have a registration form. There was one in the Crittenden Press a couple of weeks ago, and it will be in there again this coming newspaper. So if you're interested, get that signed up. What's the deadline now, Cutter?
Deadline will be June 1st.
to get those in.
To get those in. A little time.
But boy, it slips up on you.
It does. It does.
Speaking of slipping up on you,
uh-oh,
this Kentucky hayride.
Oh, goodness.
Man, I'm telling you, it seems like those things come just, I don't know, every few weeks, but it's twice a year.
I know. But, it feels like, especially for me, really soon, really close together.
You've got some big names rolling in here.
Oh, man, I'm excited. This is really something that I really can't believe it's all kind of come together for this. David Frizzell's headlining it, and back in the 80s, my goodness, he was rolling out hits big time.
I remember
the reason God made Oklahoma with Shelley West. And so it's really, really kind of a neat trifecta here that's all kind of come together. David, of course, is the brother of the late Lefty Frizzell, who's one of the great icons of country music. And then he had another brother, Alan, who was also in the music business. But Alan married Shelley West, which is Dottie West's granddaughter. Dottie West, another big country star. Shelley West and David Frizzell had the big hit, You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. And Shelley's daughter is coming up here to the old Kentucky Hayride right here in Marion, Kentucky, to sing that song with David. So it's going to be pretty neat. And then Bobby Tomblin, who actually dates Tess, so it's really all tying together here, has had a slew of hits. Everybody from Dolly Parton to Randy Travis to who all knows else. But the big hit that he had that's made all his millions was One More Day for Diamond Rio. That was a big hit back in the 90s. So that was it's pretty neat to get all three of them coming together. And, of course, and what I love about all of it is it doesn't affect the cost. It's still $5, you know.
You can't get a better value.
I don't think so. And that's important to me because it's almost a novelty. You know, really? $5? Sure. You know?
And if somebody can't afford it, you'll pay their way.
I will most certainly take care of that. If that's an issue, nobody should ever have a problem with getting into the old Kentucky Hayride. And what I like about it is it leaves opportunity for somebody if they want to say, hey, you know what, this is really something. It's going to the food bank. Uh-huh. I'm going to lay $10 down.
Yeah.
And it does. All the proceeds go to the food bank, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to give back and see here in the community. And that's, to me, it's level playing ground. The food bank is a very non-biased party for organizations here. Everybody's got to eat, and I think it's important we take care of those that might need a little bit of extra help.
So you're delivering a little bit of a curveball on this one, though, Cutter. You're going to have some people show up over at Foes Hall on Saturday night, I'm afraid, because that's where they're accustomed to this.
I know it.
Well, but it's out at the elementary school.
Middle school.
Excuse me.
Middle school. Middle school gym, and which is kind of neat to have it there at the middle school gym.
The multi-purpose room or the gym?
The old gym. The old gym.
Okay.
And why I wanted to have it there is because that's the biggest seating here in the county. That's the largest seating place.
Yes, it is. About 1,700, I think, isn't it?
I mean, between...
You could fudge a little bit?
We're looking at maybe 2,100 seats is what we can have in there.
Yeah.
And
you know the fire marshal?
We'll just stay away from that topic. But per the Crittenden Press records, I went back whenever Ronnie Millsap was here years ago, and Ronnie Millsap had a sellout show, and that was where it was advertised, headline 2,100 fill. Crittenden County Middle School, or as a high school. No, I guess it'd been middle school gym. But I'm just really thrilled. I can't wait to see how many people we can pack in there. And
what about the acoustics in there?
Well, that was always something that we've been kind of concerned about, because you say hello and you hear three or four people holler back at you, you know. But whenever you get that many people packed in there, everybody, it kind of dampens it out.
Yeah.
It was like the Great Ryman Auditorium. You know, it's one of the greatest acoustic buildings, you know, as far as the way it sounds in there. But boy, if you're ever in there with just a few people, it really
sounds
has
like a barrel.
It has a lot of similar sound. So I'm thinking it'll be close. I don't think it'll be necessarily the absolute best sound, because Foes Hall has an incredible sound system.
Sure.
But it's going to have to work. And at the end of the day, it's a $5 show. You're getting to see one of the great country music icons from the 80s. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We've got a lot of good songs lined up. Cash always does a lot of good, you know, big songs. Mm-hmm. Right along with Dave Conner, he's got a great voice. And Lacey Duncan will be on the show.
Man, what a voice.
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, she won the big top 270.
Yeah.
Top voice.
270.
Yeah, that's it. The big competition over there. She did great. And Sean Markwell, who came right up in.
Yeah.
He's going to be
Baptist,
there, too.
Baptist Church voice. Voice of the Baptist
Church. Great gospel song. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song he's got picked out.
Yeah.
Bryce Bohannon, he's from up in Indiana, he's coming back down. Been a big hit on the past few times. And Logan Shoecraft, who's another local that'll be on the show again.
Yeah.
But it's going to be great. I'm so excited.
That's another novelty in a community like this, to have these kind of great shows. So Man, I appreciate all you do. Roll up your sleeves, Cutter. Keep going, man.
It's going to be big. I'm really thrilled. WLLE and WKYQ and K95.7, they've all really helped us out a whole lot as far as advertising. But it's everything's coming together.
You're going to have to get rid of that cough before.
I know. I don't know where it's coming from. And I will say a big, big thank you to the tourism here
they
locally.
They kick in a little cash.
And that's something we've never asked for before. Mm-hmm. But I went up to the meeting, explained some things, and they've been incredible on helping that. And so as of now, here's a little secret for everybody, mm-hmm. which we're still going to ask for sponsorship money that will be coming in. That's starting up this week. But as of right now, all expenses have been paid for the show. So from now, all money that's coming in will be going directly to the food bank. So it's something we've never had before.
Mm-hmm. And this is quite a production to put on. Expensive.
It does get expensive. And more than anything, it takes a lot of time.
A lot of time.
And, of course, I'm always up rambling around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning anyway. And it you fill those hours up. I'll tell you that. They are full.
Well, you're, 19 still?
Still 19.
You can do that for a while longer.
I have to crash every now and then, but I try my best to get everything done.
Yeah.
But it'll be good. I'm really thrilled, and I appreciate the support from everybody here in the community. And well, you're giving right back to your – it's a reinvestment right back into the community.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Cutter. We need to do this more often.
That sounds like a plan.
You've got so much going on.
Well, there's always stuff to talk about. I have a big time. I appreciate you asking me to come on here. This is always great. Appreciate everything you do for the podcast here. And it's a good thing.
Yeah. Thank you, Cutter.
Crittenden County Attorney Bart Frazier asked for the community's vote in the primary election May 19th. Frazier is a fourth-generation Crittenden Countyan, dedicated to strengthening the county and making it a safer and better place for every family. Frazier is conservative, pro-life, and a lifetime member of the NRA. Frazier asks for your vote May 19th for Crittenden County Attorney, paid for by candidate.
Well, moving on to sports around Crittenden County, we will start with some news from basketball. Crittenden County resident Jack Reddick, who played, of course, his high school basketball over in Lyon County, has changed schools. He has had entered the portal earlier in the year and it left Florida Gulf Coast, where he's played the first two seasons, averaging about 2.5 points, 1.3 assists, and 1.7 rebounds is what he averaged this past season in 10 minutes of play each game. And Reddick has now been picked up by the University of Central Missouri. That's the team that plays Division II basketball. And it's located out just the other side of Columbia, Missouri, between Columbia and Kansas City, Missouri. So good luck to Jack Reddick out there. Turkey season has come to a close, and it's been a great one, the best since 2013. You can get all the stats and data in this week's Crittenden Press, but the turkey hunters have put plenty of meat on the table this spring. In track and field, the Crittenden County track team, as well as nearby Livingston County, competed in the Class A First Region meet down in Mayfield last weekend, and some big finishers. Noah Martinez was fourth in the 3,200 meters. Fourth in the shot put was Grayson Hall, and Hall was also fourth in discus. Taylan Sanchez from down at Livingston, one of the best athletes they've ever had in track and field, was first in the 110 hurdles and first in the 300 hurdles, and he will qualify for the state meet. Now, you can find out all of the athletes from the two counties that have qualified for the state meet in this week's Crittenden Press. Around the softball and baseball fields, Lady Rockets won their 16th and 17th game of the season over the weekend, beating Hickman County and Caldwell County. Now, Hickman County was the first region All-A Classic champion and won a game at the state tournament. A pretty good team came into town Saturday, and the Lady Rockets beat them 7-0 in shutout fashion as Brody Rich pitched a two-hitter for the Lady Rockets. Then Crittenden County turned around Saturday afternoon a little later and played Caldwell County, beat them 7-2. Meanwhile, the Rockets lost over at Marshall County, and former Crittenden County skipper Devin Belt, who's over there, big lopsided 16-6 loss for the Rockets over in Draffinville. Well, the baseball boys will be back in action tonight in a very important game here at Gordon Blue Guest Stadium at Marion Crittenden County Park as they take on Trigg County in a key 5th district matchup. And if the Rockets can pull off that win, they will share first place in the regular season standings and will move into a tiebreaker system with Lyon County to determine who will get the number one seed. Of course, the Rockets beat Lyon County on Friday over in Lyon County by the score of 16-6. And in that game, Keegan Pearson led the way, going 3-for-6 with 2 RBIs. Davis Perriman was also a three-hit player on the day. He was 3-for-4, had scored a couple of runs. Also, Eli Lavelle and Drake Young drove in 3 runs apiece for the Rockets. The Lady Rockets softball team, now 17-10 on the season, will go into the final week of the regular season and be on the road today at Webster County. Now, the Lady Rockets are setting up to, it looks like they're going to end up playing Trigg County, likely, which will be the tournament host, the 5th District tournament host next week. And Trigg County this week ranked number 6 in the state of Kentucky. Of course, the Lady Rockets have already beaten Trigg County once this year, one of their very few losses on the season. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Oh, no, wait just a minute. Let me give you one more little bit of information. Turkey season, of course, came to a close yesterday. But you outdoors folks can turn your attention now to squirrel hunting this coming weekend, May 16th through June 19th, what they call the mulberry season. Opportunity to get out and traipse around in the woods even further. And you'll tick spray, your insect repellent, because it's a tough time to be out wandering around in the woods of Crittenden County. Also coming in this weekend, bullfrog season, which lasts from May 16th all the way to October 31st. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.